coaches are always worried about something and how we would respond, come out and play. And again, I think that's one of the strengths of our team all year long is we've showed up, we've played, we've competed, and there was no mental lapse or letdown after our last home game. So, you know, you can't argue with five guys, double figures, 16 to 18 from the free throw line, 13 to 3. So a lot of positives there. And defensively, we were really good except for the last 5 minutes.
Scott, could you sense they're pretty relaxed before the game?
Well, actually, we were a little worried they were a little flat coming in. The warm-ups weren't great, but we re-emphasized the importance of the game. And most importantly, I think the players, as they went out, knew we want to get out to a good start.
Was it good to get that kind of balance tonight from a team going down the home stretch where a lot of guys got involved and really there was...
Hey, wins are good no matter how you get them, but everyone playing well and shooting well, that definitely does help. And, I mean, 19 assists, that's tremendous.
Was Clark available tonight?
No, he... and that was one of the things I was really pleased with was the toughness. I mean, we got a lot of banged up guys right now, and you can see across the league a lot of guys missing games because, I mean, as physical as the Big 12 is, as tough as it is, the dog days of February, and we probably had four or five guys that were pretty banged up. And Tristan, he did a great job on the bench supporting guys, but he just wasn't able to go tonight.
Can you imagine having him available Saturday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His knee was bothered.
His just always day-to-day. You just never know how it's going to be.
Coach, it's pretty rare that a team puts up 50 on K-State. You guys did that in the first half. Or was just your secret what was working here?
Well, we were blessed because we made shots. And I think sometimes the ball bounces right. We were able to get in transition. And sometimes we played well defensively all year, but when you make shots, you can even play better defensively, and I thought we were really locked in. We didn't have many mental breakdowns today.
What do you think it shows about this team that they came out so energetic and passionate?
Definitely a lot of toughness, a lot of good leadership from the upperclassmen.
Scott Maceo, just his game, and looked like he was kind of maybe closer to back today.
Yeah, I thought he really did a great job. Kansas game was tough because he had one day practice and was very limited, and each and every day from here on out he should get better and better and back closer to form.
You guys clinched your best finish in the Big 12 regular season standing since the conference formed. What did tonight mean in the growth of this program?
Well, I think the big thing for us is like every team, we started out and the goal was to win a Big 12 championship, and I mean, we got 12 days to make history.
Off the bench, I mean, is he just continuing to grow, or was this, you know, what did this game maybe do for him?
No, I think Matt's definitely trending in the right direction, and he's been consistent. But defensively, I mean, he's really starting to buy in. And I mean, some of his charges, he's taking them in practice. He's getting down in the stance better, and quite pleased with his progress.
Is part of that buy-in the fact that pretty much everybody else is? You don't want to be the only guy who's not?
Well, I think definitely that helps, and the players talking to him and encouraging him. And but at the end of the day, too, natural growth from freshman year to sophomore year. I mean, that's why usually juniors and seniors are more fundamentally sound and better defensively. Mm-hmm.